big hearing before the Supreme Court.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. When I say Jeff Skilling, you say Enron scandal. When I say Jack Abramoff, you say political bribery. Both men are currently in federal prison. You know what else they have in common? There's a Supreme Court hearing later today that could give them new trials. Brett Neely explains.
Both men were convicted under the Honest Services Statute. The 22-year-old law was first applied to government corruption cases. In the past decade, prosecutors have used it for corporate crime, too. Randall Eliason is a former federal prosecutor. He says the statute is pretty vague.
What the law says is that it's a crime to defraud another person of their intangible right to honest services.
The Supreme Court could throw out the law and give Jeff Skilling and Jack Abramoff new trials, but it would make it harder to fight corruption, says Melanie Sloan of the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
It means that prosecutors are going to have to find other ways to go after corrupt politicians, and sometimes that's pretty difficult.
The case hasn't been decided yet, but it's already having an impact. Prosecutors in the case against former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich added new charges that they hope will stick despite any Supreme Court decision on Skilling. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe are higher at the moment, averaging about 1%. FTSE up about 0.5% right now. On Wall Street, investors are anxious to see what March has in store. February brought gains for all three major markets. The S&P added about 2.9%. Asian shares higher today after China announced continued growth in its economy. Shares in Shanghai were up more than 1%. The Hang Seng added more than 2% today. Akio Toyoda continues on his whirlwind PR tour. The Toyota president is now trying to win support after mass vehicle recalls in China. There's another big visitor in Beijing as well. Zimbabwe's top foreign diplomat is there, representing President Robert Mugabe's repressive regime. China is one of the few countries left where Zimbabwe's delegation gets a warm welcome from Shanghai. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Beijing buys resources like gold, diamonds, and coal from Zimbabwe, and in return has pledged more than $25 billion in loans. China scholar Bates Gill at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Mugabe and China go way back to pre-Zimbabwe in the 70s.
Back to the days when he was a revolutionary in Rhodesia. So these ties are sustained today through diplomatic and trade relationships.
Critics blast China, though, for selling weapons to Mugabe's regime and protecting it from UN sanctions. But recent signals suggest the ties are getting strained. In January, China warned Zimbabwe to pay its debts or no more loans.
It could be that a country like Zimbabwe has proven to be something of a burr under the saddle.
Zimbabwe's leaders say China's message was clear. We are business partners, not friends. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Over the last two decades, bark beetles have trashed millions of acres of forests from Alaska to Southern California. In some areas, the beetles have damaged tourism and logging industries, too. Now, Arizona researchers believe they may have found a way to stop the bark beetle. Reporter Laurel Morales has the story.
Reagan McGuire is a 56-year-old college student at Northern Arizona University. He made his living driving trucks cross-country and hustling pool along the way. But now he works as a research assistant with an unorthodox way of thinking compared with other scientists.
A lot of them are locked in on specific ways of thinking, and I come along and I'm not burdened by a box. I don't know. So that gives me the freedom to look, to explore.
And explore he did. After doing some reading, an idea struck him. To chase the bark beetles out of the trees, why not use a military crowd control technique, one that emits powerful pulses of sound? he persuaded Richard Hofstetter to help him research the idea. Hofstetter is a beetle expert at Northern Arizona University.
Most of the knowledge we had of bark beetles and their control was use of chemicals. And it got me thinking that we're only looking at one of the many senses that they have.
With the go-ahead from Hofstetter, McGuire started with the most intense and annoying sounds he could imagine. For him, that was Rush Limbaugh backwards. McGuire also tried blasting music from Guns N' Roses, but none of it had an effect. So then they tried playing sounds of other bark beetles. After 6 years of studying the beetles, the researchers discovered if they tweaked the volume and pitch of the sound, they could incite a reaction. The breakthrough came when they observed a mating couple react to the sound of an aggressive male.
In this situation, the male is continually to be aggressive and eventually chews through the female. So he no longer thinks of her as a mate, but as an intruder.
And it's not just about getting beetles to eat other beetles. Hofstetter and McGuire have also manipulated beetle sounds that are so annoying they've driven the bugs to chew through plexiglass to escape. To find out which sounds work best, the researchers plan to go out into the field and test their findings on large stands of trees. If it's effective, they hope to eventually use this technology to chase termites out of homes. From Flagstaff, Arizona, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.
And finally, here's an indication that the American economy has changed in recent years. College students are now paying to get summer internships. Placement companies such as the Washington Center and the University of Dreams say the number of applicants has been on the rise. Fewer jobs and more students are looking to get their feet wet, because nothing says corporate commitment like paying to work for free. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Get the podcast while you're there, too, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.